And welcome back to Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dubin, and with me in, I shouldn't say in studio, although we're going to have you in studio here again very soon, Beth McDonald, our AAA editor, who is going to help us understand a little bit more about what's going on in the universe, as well as in our lives of a sort. We are always trying to understand. Most of the time, Beth, it seems as though we're always going through struggles, challenges. We're sort of going upstream. We feel like the salmon perpetually going upstream, and we would just like to be going downstream. And that would be a nice life. It surely would. But even that long term would get boring.
It would. And I think, you know, what most of us struggle with some variation of this particular reality problem. I think we kind of forget sometimes what planet we're on. And, and you know, this is the upstream planet. And the lesson here is learning how to create the downstream vibe in whatever, you know, issues or things are going on, you know. That's why I love, you know, the heart of the Libra energy that we're stepping into, and it's very akin to Buddhism, some aspects of Buddhism, where, you know, there is suffering on this planet, and it will never be perfect, but you can find the peace in it, you can find the grace in it, you can find the gift in it, and you can find a way to be happy.
Yeah.
It does require some discipline. It does require a little bit of discipline.
Yeah.
But we just had the fall equinox yesterday on the 23rd.
Right.
You know, tomorrow Mercury moves into Libra, joining the Sun and Venus that are already there. The day after that, the Moon moves in, and so there's just a lot of energy in Libra.
Sounds like a party going on.
Yeah, there's a party in Libra right now. So a big astrological party. And so it's really a lot about showing us where there is balance, and so we can be grateful for that, and showing us what's out of balance so that we can make peace with it. And then if there's balance to be created in those imbalances, we can do that from a wise place, from a compassionate place, you know, not from a bull in a china shop kind of place.
Yeah, I know. And unfortunately, I have tended for the better part of my life, my family will attest to this fact, that that's kind of the way I've approached a lot of the challenges, because I've taken on the if I were king mantle. And of course, people won't respond to if I were a king. And so then I push and push and push. And
well, you're not alone. It's one of the more common human responses, you know.
So
that's what we do.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now, as we head into the fall.
Yes.
And the cooler weather we're certainly hoping for. What in the coming week, especially, you've talked about this weekend in particular and the astrological party going on. But as we head towards, we're heading towards the 1st of October here pretty darn quick.
Yeah. Yeah, we really are. And there's, you know, we are still in the harvest season. The fall equinox is technically the second of the three harvest seasons. So these themes of assessment and recalibration and planning are going to get stronger and deeper as we approach Samhain, Halloween, All Hallows Eve, that kind of thing. It's going to be there are the twin themes of gratitude and forgiveness that are always kind of swirling about this time of year.
And I've been hearing an awful lot too as we come to the end of the segment about not just reconnecting with nature but just taking some time, and I've been doing that the last few days, especially sitting out on our porch, which takes a view of the valley to the north of us, and just kind of taking it in.
Yeah.
And we encourage people to take you in through your website, which is BethMcDonaldConsulting.com.
Yes.
And the number is 9630842.
Absolutely.
And we will talk to you again next week.
Awesome. Thank you, Richard. Keep up the good work.
You bet. Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back.